This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we welcome your phone calls today to kick us off, if you'd like. Not kick us off the air, but kick off the show, as in begin the adventure, begin the excitement, right here from 5 to 7 a.m. every Saturday morning on WCBM 680. We also invite those who are listening online, wherever you might be, and if you emailed last week, not necessarily to do it again, but if you haven't emailed, we invite you to email from wherever you might be listening online, wherever in the world, wherever in the country. Last week we had folks email us from all over Maryland who were listening on their Androids and iPods and on their home computers, as well as people who emailed from Pennsylvania, Central New York, West Virginia, and Ohio. So we're very pleased to understand that we're reaching out that far, and we're doing some stuff that we're thinking about doing some stuff that'll give us even more wider audience as well for you and for our sponsors. I want to welcome some new sponsors today, as well as say thank you to the old ones. The older ones being, of course, W&W Tire and Auto Service, long time sponsor, Sean Mann, Game Calls, Waterfowl Calls, and Tochterman's. Those folks are still with us here. And we're going to welcome Big Buck Sense, which is a new sponsor. Pete Cycle, welcome back. Event coming up here on the 22nd of September, National Hunting and Fishing Day. Of course, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. The Maryland Farm Bureau Doe Challenge. Welcome back, Clyde Sports Shop. And welcome back, the Buck Bomb. So we've got a lot of commercial messages for you today, and so hopefully we've written them to be interesting enough for you to at least listen and think about those sponsors when you're headed out to your local sporting goods store and looking for services for your own personal edification. So our phone number is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. That's 1-800-WCBM or 410-WCBM-680. And that translates numerically to 410-922-6680. So there's the contact number. It is the last weekend of the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And I'm going to warn you. I'm going to read a press release from the Department of Natural Resources. And then we're going to play the match game. Remember Gene Rayburn and all those personalities from Hollywood? They would all get together, and Gene Rayburn would say, he'd read a question, and it was fill in the blank. Well, I'm going to read a press release. Then I'm going to say, when I heard that press release, I felt blank. And that's where I want you to call and fill in the blank. We'd like to hear your responses on the air, but we'll tell Brian that if somebody really adamantly does not want to go on the air, they're welcome to comment quietly behind the scenes. And I'm not going to give you any suggestions on how to feel about this press release. I'm just going to read it straight, and then I want your reaction, especially fishermen. And then we'll talk about it later in the next hour about this press release. Okay? I mean, this is okay. You want to do it now? Let's do it now. And feel free to call about any subject, but please allow me to read the press release in its entirety, and then and not in its entirety. I'm going to read the introduction because, well, all right, here we go. This came out yesterday. Wanted, Diamond Jim, last weekend to catch the outlaw fish. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources is putting out an all-points bulletin for the elusive Diamond Jim striped bass, easily recognized by its DNR tag. DNR recommends corralling a posse, heading out on the water and finding that fish. Caution is advised. Diamond Jim was last seen swimming with a gang of as many as 400 tagged stripers called imposters, each worth $500 a piece. The elusive Diamond Jim and his buddies are wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. This is the last weekend to catch the wanted fish. Wanted, up to $25,000 reward. Diamond Jim, reward offered for the capture of the elusive tagged rockfish. Date of birth, 2004. Place of birth, the Chesapeake Bay. Height, at least 18 inches. Weight, unknown. Build, rocky. Hair, none. Eyes, happy. Complexion, stripy. Sex, male. Nationality, USA. Occupation, he's a fish. Remarks, Diamond Jim is still on the loose, very elusive and worth some measured dough. He's wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Scars and marks, Department of Natural Resources DNR tag. Aliases, Scarfish, DJ Diamond Dish, Breaking Bass, Golden Gills, Don Fisho Corleone, Cash Money Catch, Sinister Scales, Funny Money Fins, Fins Gruber, Rebel Without a Clause, Atticus Fins. Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament sponsored by DNR Fisheries Service, 27 recreational fishing organizations, and generous donors across the state. The purpose of the event is to promote Maryland's excellent fishing opportunities and importance of children in the net, in the nature. Let me read that again. The event is to promote Maryland's excellent fishing opportunities and the importance of children in the nature as an essential key to future environmental stewardship. And on it goes. 410-922-6680. When I heard that press release, I felt blank. Does anyone need more time? All right, that's the theme from the match game. Thank you, Brian, for that. I appreciate that. Your turn, folks. When I read the when I heard that press release, I felt. I want all of our listeners to call. I want to hear what you truly felt. Please, 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 please. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I know how I felt. But I'm not going to tell you. I told you. I was going to read it straight. Oh, good. There's Frank in Easton. That's one. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. When I heard that press release, I felt blank. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Alan, my friend and my brother.
How are you, man?
Oh, very well, thank you. And you?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. My idea or my notion, and it's actually two words, was Youth Weekend. They have Youth Day hunts. If Diamond Jim is not caught this weekend, why not have an extension of one weekend for the kids?
No, they can't do it.
Don't know if it's feasible.
Apparently. It's not. It's not, but it's a great idea. See, here's the problem. The seafood festival, I don't even know when the seafood festival is. I think it's next weekend.
Sandy Point?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea. But it's probably on this press release somewhere. Let's see.
I guess maybe for tax purposes also it wouldn't be feasible for a kid.
Well, no, I mean, there's a kids division. But I want you to know, I want to hear how you felt when I read the press release.
Huh.
How did you feel when I read all that stuff?
Well, I think I had mentioned to you before, I don't fish. I probably haven't fished in 10 years.
All right. I got you.
But anyway.
All right, well, maybe we'll have to read it again. Maybe we'll have to read it again so people can get the full impact of it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, partner. You take care.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, buddy. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Yeah, there are various youth component to the Diamond Jim Fishing Challenge. Maybe the people aren't paying attention. Maybe now that Frank called, maybe we'll get they'll get it. Maybe they'll understand it. I don't know. Maybe nobody's listening. That's a very distinct possibility. Labor Day weekend. People are on the road. Maybe some of our emailers would be willing to send us their feelings, their thoughts. Nope, not yet. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the email address. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Try this again. Wanted. Diamond Jim. Last weekend to catch the outlaw fish. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources is putting out an all-points bulletin for the elusive Diamond Jim striped bass, easily recognized by its DNR tag. DNR recommends corralling a posse, heading out on the water, and finding that fish. Caution is advised. Diamond Jim was last seen swimming with a gang of as many as 400 tag stripers called imposters, each worth $500 a piece. The elusive Diamond Jim and his buddies are wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. This is the last weekend to catch the wanted fish. Wanted. Up to $25,000 reward. Diamond Jim. Date of birth, 2004. Place of birth, the Chesapeake Bay. Height, at least 18 inches. Weight, unknown. Build, rocky. Hair, none. Eyes, happy. Complexion, stripey. Sex, male. Nationality, USA. Occupation, he's a fish. Remarks. Diamond Jim is still on the loose, very elusive, and worth some major dough. He's wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Scars and marks. Department of Natural Resources, DNR tag. Aliases. Scarfish. DJ Diamond Dish. Breaking Bass. Golden Gills. Don Fisho Corleone. Cash Money Catch. Sinister Scales. Funny Money Fins. Fins Gruber. Rebel Without a Clause. Atticus Fins. Jim in Reisterstown.
Well, first I was amused, then I was annoyed.
Why?
Well, first, you know, so I was a little creative, kind of funny, but it just went on and on and on, and I was like, enough's enough. That's my opinion.
You're welcome to it. That's why we ask.
First amused, then annoyed.
Okay. Amused because it sounded cute.
Yeah, it was pretty creative. You know, it gets your attention.
Yeah.
Somebody put some thought into it.
And then annoyed why?
It just kept going on and on and on. It was way overdone.
Way overdone.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, hey, look, I appreciate that. That's good.
Hey,
That's good.
I got a quick outdoor question for you.
Go ahead.
In my area, you know, like Reisterstown, Glendon area, I used to see wild turkey around, and I haven't seen any the last couple of years. Is the population down?
No, it shouldn't be.
Okay,
shouldn't be. I mean, there's a couple things that the habitat could have changed. There could have been weather-related changes to the hatch that, you know, poults got taken out by way too much rain in the spring. There could be an increase in predators, red fox, red-tailed hawks, owls, you know, that type of thing.
Okay, so
yep.
They're still around.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
All right, great, thanks.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well. All right, I mentioned some of those sponsors, so it's time for me to tell you about some of them. The question still remains. still the match game. When I heard that press release, I felt blank. Big Buck Scents, Cold Scent. That's the brand, and that's the model. Cold Scent is what it's called. You'll see that big Cold Scent banner. Has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Now, several friends of mine are using Cold Scent and used it with great results last season, and that meant big bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too, plenty for the rut. The deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold to keep the vital elements from breaking down and becoming less attractive. Trust me, there's science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. In other words, if you keep it cold, it stays fresher, longer, more effective, doesn't break down the vital elements in the urine that provide the clues to the big bucks that does in heat. It doesn't dissipate. Try the Cold Scent Vanilla Bean. That's just a cover scent. Doe in heat, dominant buck, or doe pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website, bigbuckscents.com, or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. It's a hunting ATV event of the season at Pete's Cycle in Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park. And hunters, you are invited. The ATV sale and the hunting season kickoff event will be held on Saturday, September 22nd, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at all three locations. Now, at Pete's Cycle in Baltimore, that's 7511 Bel Air Road, just inside the Beltway 32A. Be a deer hunting mini clinic by Tracy Groves at 10:30 in the morning, and waterfowl mini clinic by John Akers at 11:30. Hunting vendors will be there too. Now on Saturday, September 22nd, which also happens to be National Hunting and Fishing Day, Pete's Cycle will be rolling out the ATVs with special offers just in time for hunting season. Honda, Yamaha, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Can-Am are all on display and ready to hunt. Visit the website, PeteCycle.com, or call 410-663-8556 for Pete's Cycle and the hunting ATV event on September 22nd. Do you have another one you want me to do here? Let me do another one. I can tell the folks about the Doe Challenge. The Doe Harvest Challenge. By legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland, you please local farmers by reducing crop damage, and you help balance the deer herd. And now you could win up to $500 or more in prizes this season. The Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. Carroll, Frederick, Wicomico have been added this year. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's County, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, or Wicomico counties on the Eastern Shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide. Now, every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, 15 winners throughout the season, and a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out and deposit in the drawing boxes in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within a Region B bag limits all season long during bow, muzzleloader, and firearm season in the 13 counties. And you're also eligible to win multiple times. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, the Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426. 922-3426.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The spirit's in the outdoor sun, I want you to know. It stirs up in the autumn when north winds start to blow. Something in my memory calls back to what I hear. When the ducks take wing to fly, son, it happens every year. Your grandpa told me about it, son, now I'm telling you. It has the feel of frosty winds, a glint of green and blue. And if you...
All right, enough of that. Talk to Morgan. Hey, Morgan, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm all the way to work this morning. I only have a minute, but
all right.
It speaks volumes of our educational system to produce a writer that that now works for the state.
How do you really feel? All right. So, how would you put that in one word?
Mediocre.
So you felt. The press release was mediocre. How did what did stir within you? Did it well? What did
juvenile?
It, all right. Okay, I got you.
And I really expect better for fisheries. They're a little more professional organization than that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, enjoy your day. Hey, Brian, how was that sandwich? Did you say that on the air? Oh, he said it was good. Thank you, by the way. I'll take another, Morgan, whenever you're ready. Oh, he left. Hello? He left. Sorry, Morgan. Ophelia, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine, and everybody's a critic. However, when I heard that press release, it just sent shivers up my spine because that Diamond Jim is a bad bandito, and he's a slippery one. And you only know he's around because he smells like a fish.
Okay, is that how you really feel?
That's how I really feel.
Wow. Okay, a slippery dude, huh?
Really slippery.
Okay. Thank you, hon. I appreciate it. Thank you. Maybe it was the way I read it. I don't know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you're just joining us, we read a press release that came out yesterday from the DNR and on the final weekend of the Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Diamond Jim. And wanted Diamond Jim last weekend to catch the outlaw fish. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources putting out an all-points bulletin. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources putting out an all-points bulletin for the elusive Diamond Jim striped bass, easily recognized by its DNR tag. DNR recommends corralling a posse, heading out to the water and finding that fish. Caution is advised. Diamond Jim was last seen swimming with a gang of as many as 400 tagged stripers called imposters, each worth $500 apiece. The elusive Diamond Jim and his buddies are wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. This is the last weekend to catch the wanted fish. Date of birth, 2004. Place of birth, the Chesapeake Bay. Height, at least 18 inches. Weight, unknown. Build, rocky. Hair, none. Eyes, happy. Complexion, stripey. Sex, male. Nationality, USA. Occupation, he's a fish. Tom and Jim is still on the loose, very elusive and worth some major dough. He's wanted for escaping during the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Scars and marks, Department of Natural Resources, DNR tag, aliases, Scarfish, DJ Diamond Dish, Breaking Bass, Golden Gills, Don Fisho Corleone, Cash Money Catch, Sinister Scales, Funny Money Fins, Fins Gruber, Rebel Without a Clause, and Atticus Fins. And then it gets pretty regular after that. When you heard that press release, how did you feel? We're playing the match game. Gene Rayburn. Not Family Fair. The match game. I read the question, you fill in the blank. When you heard the press release, what came to your mind? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Is our phone number. 1-800-922-6680. 410-922-6680. We did have some great catches, by the way, while we're waiting for your call. Michael Elliser from Cumberland caught a 30-inch channel catfish. Ethel Fletcher from Washington, D.C. caught a 22-inch Spanish mackerel. Butch Sample caught a 26-inch flounder. Daryl Smith from Ellicott City, 43-inch striped bass. James Parks from Falls Church, Virginia, caught a Spanish mackerel. Chuck Roop from Abington, a 29-inch Spanish mackerel. That's a big one. Butch Sample caught another big flounder, 25 inches. Jerry Durkin, a red drum. Mike Benefil, a largemouth, 27-inch largemouth bass. Like to see that fish. That's a monster. Sean Green and a red drum, a 39-inch red drum. That's a nice one. And Parker Green Jr. from Street, Maryland, caught a 23-inch Spanish mackerel. Michael Hill from Reading, Pennsylvania, a nice white marlin, 72 inches. Antonio Luno caught a chain pickerel, 25 inches, and a red drum, 11 inches. 25-inch pickerel's not bad. Tucker Kimbrough from Knoxville, Tennessee, 14-inch striped bass. Zaliko Koretek, if I said that right, caught a 39-inch carp. Joshua Heinfeldt from Rock Hall caught a 26-inch flounder, and Keith Heinfeldt caught a 13-inch white perch. Michael Harika, I can't say it right, from Middletown, Delaware, caught two rainbow trout, 123.5, 124. Mike Grebos from Towson caught a 13-inch white perch. Doreen Egan from Huntingtown, Maryland, caught a rock bass. I'm going to assume that is a striped bass, being 40.5 inches. A 40.5-inch rock bass would be eating muskrats. That's a 40-inch rock fish. John Folk from York, a 31-inch flounder. Wow. Wee Lou from Ellicott City, a 9-inch red drum. Thomas Potter from Hollywood, a 38-inch red drum. Bart Redmond from Williamsport got a 44-inch striper. And James Mouse from Hagerstown, a 46-inch striped bass. Joe Nibali from Yorba Linda, California, with a 96-inch blue marlin. Beautiful. Cody Stone of Port Deposit, 44-inch red drum. Gus Thompson of Ellicott City, a 10-inch red drum. And on it goes. All these are participants in the Maryland Fishing Challenge and will be eligible to win. All right. When I heard that press release read, I felt blank. Give us a call. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-WCBM-680. I'd love to hear how you felt when I read that. And there's no right or wrong answer. So, you've heard some opinions. This is Alan Ellis. You're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and I'd like to tell you about Baylinex Spray-On Bedliners of Glen Burnie. Baylinex of Glen Burnie is the only authorized Linex dealer in Glen Burnie, proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. Baylinex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection that comes to you. The Linex mobile unit can come to your farm, business, or job site and apply the Linex coating to your trailers and tanks, equipment, and anything else that needs protection. Let's talk about bed liners. The Linex bed liners completely seal out rust and water. They have a durable non-slip surface. They reduce noise and vibration. Linex bed liners resist most chemicals, protect against impact, and they clean up like new at your local car wash. Bay Linex now offers the Linex Extra. That's fortified with DuPont Kevlar. It utilizes your paint code to match your liner to your vehicle's color. And it also provides that great Kevlar protection to your truck bed. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A, or visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is who you contact. He's the owner, the main man, and a friendly fellow. 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199. Find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie when you mention Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, you can email your thoughts on that, too. After I heard the press release, I felt blank. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. If you're listening online, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, we'd love to hear from you. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. You know, bow season begins next Friday, and Clyde Sports Shop is ready for bow season with a great Kotobo crossbows, Parker crossbows, and Parker and Quest G5 bows as well, vertical bows. G5 is made from by Diamond of Bowtech. Of course, they've got the dove loads. They've got all the decoys ready for dove season, which starts today, and waterfowl shot if you're interested in that, too. So hunting season has arrived, and it's time to head to Clyde Sports Shop and check out the entire lineup up of what they've done, too. And don't forget those great Thompson Center muzzleloaders, the Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, all available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 8. Is it 8 or 9? Beltway Exit 9, isn't it? 9 is Hammonds Ferry Road, yeah. 410-242-6108, www.clydesports.com. Open 7 days a week. Take all major credit cards. And fishermen, don't forget, they've got live spot at Clyde Sports Shop and razor clams for chumming or for crabbing only on the weekends. Fishing hotline is 247-3474. 247-FISH for the fishing report hotline. Clyde Sports Shop, thanks for coming back, guys. We really appreciate you being a sponsor of the Outdoors and Radio Show. So it's hunting and fishing season all year round at Clyde Sports Shop. 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call and comment on anything, you're welcome to do so. Not restricted to my subject, although I would like to hear from you about the press release. I'd love to hear from your how you felt on that. Okay? Or maybe you just kind of went, nah. Or maybe you went, man, I want to go fishing. You tell me. I'm not trying to tell you how to feel. That's why I purposely didn't suggest anything. But here we are. Here's what's happening with Diamond Jim. Johnny Caldwell of Hollywood, Maryland, took a polygraph. He got an imposter, Diamond Jim. He was caught while kayak fishing near Cedar Point. Young Kim of West Friendship also caught an imposter, Diamond Jim, while jigging the Bay Bridge pilings. Betty Ankeny of Warfordsburg, PA, with what is the only August Diamond Jim reported thus far. Her fish was caught while fishing with her husband Bill on their anniversary. On their anniversary. That's what it says. Betty Ankeny of Warfordsburg, Pennsylvania, with what is the only August Diamond Jim reported thus far. Her fish was caught while fishing with her husband Bill on their anniversary. On their anniversary. They took a trip to Tillman Island, and they took a half-day trip aboard Captain John Motovidlak's charter boat, Don Marie. Captain Moto, fished with him. He's a good fisherman. I like John. So she caught a diamond Jim fish as well. Now, barring any other fish from being reported, and we hope there are six imposters, a July diamond Jim striper caught by Troy Linderborn of Pasadena, and an August diamond Jim caught by Betty Ankeny of Warfordsburg, Pennsylvania. Mr. Linderborn would break his envelope first to determine if he wins $20,000. Now, if he wins $20,000 and doesn't have an imposter, then Betty would break her envelope to see if she won the August prize of $10,000. If Mr. Linderborn's fish is an imposter, then Ankeny would break the envelope for $25,000, plus the $1,000 gift certificates from all the tackle shops. There are seven tackle shops that have kicked in a $1,000 gift certificate for anyone who catches the August Diamond Jim. And those tackle shops are All Tackle of Annapolis, Anglers Sports Center, Clyde Sports Shop of Lansdowne, Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena, Herb's Tackle Shop in Northeast, Marty's Tackle Shop in Edgewater, and Tochterman's Tackle in Fells Point. Each are offering a $1,000 gift certificate in addition to a $4,000 pair of diamond earrings from Zachary's Jewelers in Annapolis, making the total Diamond Jim August fish worth $36,000. Now, Betty Ankeny's fish would be worth $36,000 if Linderborn's is an imposter. If they are both imposters, then the $25,000 prize is split eight ways. This is, again, barring any other fish. If all the fish are imposters, they split $25,000 eight ways. Each angler gets $3,125. Of course, there are still 3 days left. So, there we go. Labor Day weekend. I understand people are away. Also understand there are lots of people listening. Apparently a lot of people had no response to the press release. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Again, love to hear from you on this opening day of dove season. Limit is 15. Season opens at noon. I will be dove hunting on Maryland's eastern shore today. Got a nice invitation from a friend, so Jacob and I are going to be headed down to the shore here shortly after the show is over. Hopefully we'll bag a dove or two or 30, or it doesn't matter if we don't. Just as long as the birds are flying and we get to make the gun go bang and have some good fellowship and camaraderie with some friends, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. So, all right. Hello? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Who do I want to tell you about next? Well, did all that. Well, let's take a look here. Let's see if I can find a smart green and growing tip for you. Ah, yes. Here it is. Ever think that if you keep the temperature in the refrigerator colder, your food will last longer? Well, if the temperature in your refrigerator is much colder than 37 degrees, you may just be wasting energy. And likewise, if for your freezer, the ideal temperature is between 0 and 5 degrees. And there's a place you can click to get recommendations for energy-efficient usage of your refrigerator and freezer from our Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Scott Cusick of Jackson, New Jersey, set a new Maryland state record by reeling in a scalloped hammerhead shark weighing 266 pounds, 8 ounces at the White Marlin Open Tournament on August 8th. His catch won the tournament's largest shark category, earning him a prize of $5,150. Hey, do you hunt Deal Island or Fairmont Wildlife Management Area? Well, they've reduced the days on the impoundments down there. Down in Princess Anne, if you're heading down to the area for waterfowl season, the number of open hunting days will be reduced. This change decreases the number of days that ducks utilize the impoundments on both areas without disturbance, said Bill Harvey, game bird section leader. This should lead to an increased overall number of ducks and better waterfowl hunting experience in these popular wildlife management areas. Citizens interested in applying for a permit to hunt one of these impoundments on one of the permit-only days in 2012 may print out an application right off the press release. There's a link there. But if you'd like more information on Fairmount and Deal Island and Fairmount Wildlife Management Areas down in Princess Anne, you can always call the Wellington Wildlife Management office on 410-543-8223. 410-543-8223. Just in case you want to know about that. Let's see. Hey, there's John in Edgemere.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm not so good. I need an operation on Tuesday, but I'm up early just sitting out here.
I hear you.
Alan, back in December, I believe it was, I heard on WCBM, we listen all the time to all the talk shows.
Yep.
There's a million gallons of raw sewage going into Patapsco from Baltimore City.
Yeah, that lasted for, I think, 7 days. I think that went for 7 days.
It went for 7 days.
Something like that, yeah.
My son-in-law works downtown quite a bit, and he was telling me just about a week or two ago that it's still a million gallons a day going into the Patapsco.
Oh, $1 million from Baltimore City going into the Patapsco, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. From a busted sewage line, and they can't seem to find it now for about 8 or 9 months.
Okay.
They can't find out where it's coming from. And I just wanted to comment, I've been on Jones's Creek, this is my 7th year. I moved from Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
I was a very avid hunter, had 100 acres over there, a lot of deer and dove and, you know, everything.
Sure.
Well, turkey, they turned them loose right there near me.
Right.
Years and years ago, I used to see 30, 40 at a time in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, I just wanted to make a comment. I used to catch crabs starting in May here off of my pier.
Right.
Never crabbed off of my boat. I've got a 19-foot center console.
Right.
By June, July, we were catching 36 of a lot of them would be number ones. And this year, crabs just started to turn on a little bit here in the Patapsco.
Yep, just right. Just recently, you're right.
Yes, sir. And I did go rock fishing. I'm a hell of a rock fisher. I used to put 30. Well, last year I put 30 in a freezer for the winter because I'm Catholic.
Right.
I like to fish every Friday.
Sure.
So this year I caught one about 3 weeks ago, and same place I always catch fish. Caught one rock fish. He was 24 inches. When I got him out of the water, he was bleeding all over my boat. Sores all over him.
That's mycobacteriosis is what that's called. It's a mycobacteria. Yeah, very common in the bay. They estimate that as many as 90% of the rockfish may be affected by it, although you won't see those marks. It is harmless to humans, except it's ugly as crap, as you just pointed out.
I've never kept one of those.
You just turn them back. But it's a bacterial infection. It's a skin lesion is what it does. And it is predominant in a lot of areas where there's low dissolved oxygen. And those fish, and you might be right, there may be an effect of that pollution to make the conditions right for that.
Yeah, well, I just didn't know if you knew about it, because I've never heard anything about it.
No, mycobacteriosis has been around for years.
Well, I'm not talking about that, Alan. I'm talking
the
about
pollution. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame we've got this kind of stuff going on. At the same time, they charge a $60 flush tax this year.
Yep.
All the property taxes, especially in Baltimore City.
I understand.
Bottle cap tax. I mean, they got a tax on the whole world, everything and anything that you ever used, they want to put a tax on. But and then they'll spend money on commercials telling you that don't put any fertilizer around your lawn or on your lawn.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not good for the bay. Well, yeah, but a million gallons of sewage going into the bay every day from Baltimore City, and I heard nothing else about it. They, as far as I know, they haven't repaired it, Alan.
Okay,
Harbor stinks.
John, I know. I understand. Look, let me find out and see what I can find out for you, okay?
Well, I'd love to hear it on the radio.
Well, we'll do what we can as soon as I find something out, but I can't research it.
Right.
You know, while I'm on the air, so, you know, you have to give me until the break to see if I can find something.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. And good luck with that surgery, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye. Carl in Millington, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. First day of squirrel season, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know I'm at it. Me and one son.
Yep. Headed over to Millington. Yep.
The other boy's got to go with his girlfriend. Her grandma passed away. So.
Too much information, Carl. I don't.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to my neighbor across the creek there from my father-in-law just then. John, I could be. As soon as he turned the radio on, I told Junior, I said, that's John across the creek.
Yeah.
And we're going to give it a shot. We always do on opening day.
I know it. Yep.
And I just figured I'd give you a holler and just rub it in that I'm going and you're still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm on the air. So what can I tell you?
hopefully we get our limits.
I hope so.
We probably won't, but what the heck?
Yeah.
We're just going to give it a shot. Mama said I could go, so.
Well,
I got to make up for last year.
There you go, buddy. Well, I know. Last year was a bust for you. I understand that. So
I'm feeling great.
Well, I know you are.
Got my thermosol. We just picked it up. We got the thermodone to spray on my clothes. Enough bugs will bother me. And I'm going to get in them woods and hopefully keep my eyeballs open and shoot squirrels.
There you go. Well, good luck over there, buddy.
All right, man. I'll give you a call. Let you know. I did next week.
That sounds good. Yeah, let me know how you make out on those squirrels, okay?
Yeah, probably deer hunting, but
yeah.
I'll call you on the way.
You got her, buddy.
All right, man.
Thanks, Carl.
See you.
Bye-bye. All right. There goes Carl. Squirrel hunting, as always. It's the hunting ATV event of the season at Pete's Cycle in Bel Air, Maryland, and in Baltimore. And in Severna Park. And you know what, hunters? You are invited to the ATV event of the season. The ATV sale and hunting season kickoff event will be held Saturday, September 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at all three of Pete's locations, Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park. At Pete's Cycle in Baltimore, the location is 7511 Bel Air Road, just inside Beltway Exit 32A. There will be a deer hunting mini clinic by Tracy Groves at 10:30, and a waterfowl mini clinic by John Akehurst at 11:30. Now, hunting vendors will also be there, too, and we're working on a great lineup of hunting vendors. I know Wild Minerals is going to be there, Big Buck Sense, and some others. But on Saturday, September 22nd, Pete's Cycle, all three locations, will be rolling out the ATVs with special offers just in time for the hunting season. Yamaha, Honda, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Can-Am are all on display and ready to hunt. More information will be available on Pete's Cycle website, www.petescycle.com, or call 410-663-8556 for the ATV hunting event at Pete's Cycle, September 22nd, 10 to 2. Hope to see you there. I'll be there. Hope to see you there. All right. Let's see. Will you grab that commercial out of my mailbox, please? I appreciate that. Yes, indeed. However, Sean Mann, you know, waterfowl season starts today, and our buddy Sean Mann, he produces that waterfowl call called the Eastern Shoreman. And Sean is world champion. Became world champion in 1985 and created this call called the Eastern Shoreman, capable of reproducing all the calls of a Canada goose. You can check out that call called the Eastern Shoreman and all the waterfowl calls from Sean Mann at seanmann.com, SEANMANN.com, Or you can call the office right here in Talbot County, 800-345-4539. 800-345-4539. Tell you what, if you're just learning to call or want to learn to call, the Eastern Shoreman is the way to go. To get into goose calling, invest in an Eastern Shoreman. It's not much money. And you can begin to call. It's very simple to learn how to call the Eastern Shoreman. There are instructions as well. And you can soon be calling, you know, like a veteran caller. Once you learn to call, of course, you will enjoy doing that. Enjoy calling those geese and watching their reaction. Geese won't like it very much if you fool them, but, you know, you will. SeanMann.com or call toll-free, 800-345-4539. Hey. Time for me to tell you about the Buck Bomb, the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the nozzle's unique. You can shoot it out in short bursts if you want, or you can lock it down and disperse the whole 5-ounce can. The Buck Bomb, in this molecular form, gives whitetails an opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate in the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Scent, Vanilla Curiosity, work well any time to disguise your odor. And I'll pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage Buck Bomb for the early bow season. In early muzzleloader season, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And in the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer, visit them online at buckbomb.com, or call 866-850-6653, 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick for fall fishing from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Well, there's the music. I hear the end of the show coming up. We know it's Labor Day weekend. We know that a lot of people are away. We appreciate those of you who did call.